We had learned Shitas Rashi, Pshatan Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi Amar Lo'ilam B'damim V'Praytetis Kimin De Islay Nase Ka'imah Helveini Atche Yove B'ni Le'atche Emtso Mavteach. So we learned yesterday Shitas Rashi, Rashi Shitas Meredik Mechudish, that a fellow by Aribis the Reise, Asobis Osayim, if he has the money, if the Loive has the money, and the Loive tells the Malve, you can come and pick up the money whenever you want. The money is in my house. And the reason he's paying the Malve is not for the Agar Nota, for waiting till he'll pay up the money. He can go and take the money right now, but he's paying him for that, what he's saving from him, the inconvenience to go home to get the money. That is not ribis. So Rashi, this is Rashi, Shita, Amor, the Kechidish, that a fellow by a ribis, the Araise, Hachemtza, Mavteyach, Hachayavoy, Bni, there's no Issa ribis whatsoever. That's, we had mentioned this, how this is how the Ritva and the Sefer Trumas learns Pshat and Rashi. Before we see Toisvis, I'd like to first learn the Rosh, and then we'll see if Taisvis holds like the Rosh, but Taisvis doesn't hold like the Rosh. We'll see soon. Let us see the Rosh. The Rosh is Perik Dalet, Ois Dalet. It's Daf Kuf Lamed Aleph, Omed Aleph, and the Dafi Harosh. Ois Dalet, on the bottom, the first column. Rav Ashi, the first column on the right side. Rav Ashi Omar, Ois Dalet. No, Perik Azov. Kof Lamed Aleph, Perek Azov, and the bottom Ois Dalet. Rav Ashi Omar Lo'olam Bedomim Uprutais Ayri. It's speaking about Bedomim Uprutais. V'loy Kida Ayri Meikore, not the way we learned till now. Shashulchani noisin loy putais, that the shulchani gives him putais, vuhu magzer loy putais, ahainu ribis gomo, that's ribis gomo, if he's giving him putais and he's giving him more putais, given the yoiv loy tvei, viso biso sayim, to lend a saw for two saw, Loi ashkechen de shori afilu beyeshloi. There's no such heter that if he has it in the house, he can give him more. This heter, which the Tamid HaRashba mentioned, which seems as shitas Rashi by us al kaponim, there's no such heter whatsoever. Elo. So what is the teretz? Ashulchani noisin loi madbeya. The shulchani gave him a madbeya. Vuhu noisin loy prutais. And he's gonna pay back with prutais, and we'll see prutais means they're not tavuis. It's a slug. He's paying back with slugs. Dahavi derech mekech umemka. It's mekech umemka. We mentioned yesterday from the Chavis Das, two minim is mekech umemka. He's giving him money, he's giving him slugs. Umayzul gabei, and he's giving him more than the shulchni gave him. The shulchni gave him money worth a dinner, and he's giving him more than a dinner. Umayzul gabei lefi shahashulchni noisin leimoyishu tzorech. He's giving him the money that he needs now. He has a lachatz, the chamor of a poilim, toivim, oise, bishu. The kivin, the islay, Shari afilo yoim leitvei. And since he has, so it's mutter. Umaisi raya mihilveini. And the Gemara brings a raya from Hilveini atche yovoi bni. Now Hilveini atche yovoi bni is so beso. So the shaila is, what is so beso, which is only a ribis derabonon, that Shema Yisra Yakra, maybe the second son might become more expensive, and so besaw they were makel Achiyovai Bni. Ki Eichi de Sharinin so besaw derech alvo biyeshloi, Achinam Ishrinin derech mekech amem karafilo naisin leyoide. The Gemara is bringing a dimye. By so besaw is alvo. Reuven is lending Shimon Asa, and Shimon has to pay up Asa in 5 months. There's a chash, maybe this Asa might be worth more when he pays up. That's a possibility. But he made up to pay up Asa. This whole chash is a ribis darabon. And the ribis darabon on Chazal said, if it's Yeshloi, if the loiva has now the Asa, when he's borrowing Asa, it's mutter. So we see by a ribis derabonon of so beso, they were makel b'yeshloi. So Ravashi said, I'll tell you another ribis derabonon. What if he gave him matbeis, and he is not paying him matbeis? Who knows in lo yeshulchani knows in lo matbeis? Who knows in lo prutois? Da havi derech mekech memkel. This is derech mekech memke. So the pashtis of the lotion of the Rosha would seem that the prutois are not matbeis. He's giving him matbeis, and he's not giving him, and he's returning not matbeis. He's returning slugs. That's the pashtis of the lotion of Rosh, and that is in Shulchan Aruch. It says clearly like that. Shulchan Aruch, it says that the Shulchani is giving him matbeis, and he's giving him matbeis she'einon tvuis. That means he's giving him slot. So it's derech mekech ememker. And I'm giving you more than you gave me. But derech mekech ememker is not a ribis deraisa, it's a ribis derabona. It's by yeshloi they were makel. So the Gemara is just bringing a dimyim. Just like so besa, which there is derech halvo. I'm lending you a sign to pay me back, so which is derech halvo. But since it's only a ribis darabonon, shema yisaker, so it's only a ribis darabonon, so they were mekel b'yeshloi. So who adin, if he lent him adbeis, and he's paying him back with breitetais, so memele, so it's also a ribis darabonon. So they were makel b'yeshloi. That's the dimyan of the Gemara. Now let us see Taisvis. Nase ka'oim aloi, hilveini atche yovei bni aiche emtsa mafteich. Ve'im taima, frek Taisvis. Nehei de shori so beso ba'atche yovei bni. They're speaking about so beso. So beso sayim ki hocha. Here he's giving him more than what he borrowed. Shenoisen leitrisi shoisa osa, vavi ribis goma. This is a ribis goma. Vieshloima dohoche eini noisen loi oisoi matbeya atzmai shaloka. Here he's not giving him the same matbeya shaloka. Elo mean acha. He's giving him another mean. The domi lemekech umemke. This is similar to mekech umemke. V'hochi kama. Kemoi shemuter so beso derech halvo. Ba'oi merat sheyovei bni. Mishum de so beso ribis darabonam. Ochi nami derech mekech umemke. Afilo so beso sayim muter. Ba'oi merat sheyovei bni. And he has it in the house. Now Taisvis seems to say the same thing that the Rosh says, but if we midayik the Loshon of Taisvis, Taisve says, Einei noisen loi oisoi matbeya atzmoi shelokach elo min acher. From the lashon of Taisus, it would seem he's paying him back also with matbeyas. But einei noisen loi oisoi matbeya atzmoi shelokach elo min acher. Another type of a matbeya. Another sug of a matbeya. So now, the shaila is, we said in Shulchan Aruch, it says, the Shulchani gave him a matbeya, and he's giving him a slok. And that's l'choyre pshat in the Rosh also. Ataisve says, einei noisen loy oisei matbeya atzmoy shalokach, elo min acha. Not the same matbeya, no, another mean. That means not the same matbeya, a different mean matbeya. So there's a mashmois mataisis, a taisis saying a moiridike chiddish, that if he lent him, let's say he lent him a dollar, and he's going to pay back with 5 quarters, it's a minacha. That's also muta. And the chochmas manoyach, which is right before the Maram Shif, the Chochmas Manoich says Pshat and Toisvis. Kegain shelokach proite tois ktanim v'nosan lo gdoilim. He says, the Chochmas Manoich says this, that he's giving him the same thing, but a different size, a different type of a coin, which is a moiridike chiddush, which is a moiridike chiddush. And the Beis Meir asks to say such a thing. Sheklach. That means I can lend someone a dollar, they'll pay me back 5 quarters. It's different coins. It's only a ribis tarabona, number one. It's only a ribis tarabona, and beyesh lo yitzmuta. And the Beis Meir asks a kasha from a Mishnah, that the Mishnah would seem clearly that if a person lent someone a din and he gave back 5 sloim, it's ribis deraisa. So you see, close smaller coins is not called derech mekech hememka. But the lashon of Tosis is mashmi gave him a different coin. So the Beis Meir wants to say Tosis means a different coin that's made from a different metal. Means he lent him a coin out of silver, and he paid him back coins of copper. It's coins, not. And just like we had in the Mishnah, anachoshes koines akeset. So fakert. So we say these two minim. One is called a peiri, and one is called a tivet. In Mekir HaMemke we find like this. So the Beis Meir says that is pshat and teisvah. Pshat and Tosfos is that he gave him, and Emerson, we will see, we mentioned yesterday, there was a Moiridik Echilik in what the Gir says. The Rosh has clawed Domim Upreite Tosfos. That's the Loshen of our Gemara. The Loshen of our Gemara here is Ravashi Yom Eloilom B'domim Upreite Tosfos. So the Rosh said, the Shulchni lent him Domim, and he's paying back per proitetis. So it's two meaning. Or a filo proitetis is a coin. It's a coin of nechoshes. So it's two meaning. We mentioned yesterday Rashi was not geiris domim proitetis. Rashi says, Rav Ashi Omar Loilom Beproitetois, not Domim Beproitetois. So Rashi says the Halvo was Beproitetois, and the Tashlumim was Beproitetois. It's mamish the same mean. And that we say, speaking about Beproitetois, how the lotion of Yofedina. That's, so Kaponim, we have here, Kaponim, 3 Mahalchim. Rashi Shita is a filled by Halvo Gemure, the same mean. If he has it in the house, it's not called ribis because he's not keveya asman lepiroim. In the Yisrael Kesev he's giving, he's paying, the shulchani for saving him the inconvenience of going to his house. That's Shitas Rashi, which is Amir de Kechidish. Taisvis holds that by Halvo, Sobis Asayim, Zicha, Osa, even the Chiesh Lebesach Beisoy. And Taisvis says that it's Mutter. Taisvis says that it's Mutter because it's Derech Mekech and Memkeh. And this we have two Mahalchim. Either one Mahalach is like the Loshen and Shulchan Aruch, that he gave him money and he's paying him back with slugs, which is, this is Zicha Derech Mekech and Memkeh, it's to mean him, he's lending him money, he's paying him back with slugs. Or, a fellow we will say, Taisvis holds he's paying him back with Amad Bayim, the base mayor wants to say he's paying back with Amad Bayim of Nechoshis, Domim of Putais, so it's also, that's called two minim, because Nechoshis is Peri Legabi Kesef. Fine. And since this is a ribis, the Rabbonon, there were matter by Yeshloi. Now there are two mahalchim, how to understand, what is the heter of Yeshloi? What, how does it work? So, one mahalach could be, if we say that he lent him kesef, and he's paying him back with slugs, so it could be, so really this is a kesef, ene koines azov, that means, with Rabbonon, he's not koines. But lemaise legabi a kinyan misha pora, there's a kinyan misha pora. Mois is arkaina legabi a misha pora. So memele, it could be pshat in Taisvis, the chiddush of the lumdus of Yeshloi is, since he has it in the house, and he gave him money, so he was kaina al kaponim legabi a misha pora. So it's called, he's mois legabi, he's selling this a mekech and memkev, of Moizel Gabe, that he's giving him a cheaper price. He's selling him articles which are worth more than what the Shulchan he gave him. But since it's Yeshloi, it's Derech Mekech and Memke, so they said, so it's not a Deraisa, and they said that the Kinyan Kesef will help, that we consider like it was sold already. That is one way we could learn Pshat. A second way we can learn pshat, that Rav Moshe in the Tshuvos Yeredeyev, Chelek Aleph, Simen, Simen Ayin Ches, he brings from Rabbi Yecheskel Abramsky, that Chazal made, that ki'ilu it was nikne the prutais that the loive had, it was a takonis chazal, that it was ki'ilu nikne loy. That's his two mahalchim. Like the Chazal made a takone, ki'ilu was koniloi. And be'etzem, Rashi says, kemat the same lotion. She'elu, by so beso, Rashi says, she'elu she'beyodoi, niknin lemalve. And by so beso, the zichano kinyin kese, there it's niknin lemalve, that kubu was a takone by ribis the rabbonon they were making. Let us go further. Zukt Gemara weiter. Toshma. Kol hanase domim be'acher kiven shezoche ze bischayev ze b'chalip. So the Gemara says, kol hanase domim be'acher mayniyu matbeye. Ushma mino matbeye nase chalip. Let us see Rashi. Kol anase domim ba'acha, mishnehi b'kdushin, o kesal kedaitach dohochi koma. Kol horogul liyois nitein domim ba'acha, that which is normally used to be a payment for something else, and what is normally used to be a payment for something else, the Hainu Matbeya, Kivin Shezocho Zeh, Nischayiv Zeh Bechalit. Zot Rashi, Im Nosno Bailim Betoires Chalipim, if the Bailim, the owner of this Matbeya, gave Betoires Chalipim Bechalife Shoyer Oiporo, he gave him a matbeya, and he said, for this matbeya, be makne to me a shoyer epora, betoyras chalipe. Not I'm paying you for it. Betoyras chalipe, and I want to be kind of the shoyer epora. So the din is kivin shem moshach bal haporas a matbeya, the minute that the bal hapora was moshach the matbeya, Nischayev bal hamadbeya b'chol oinzin sheyevoldu b'chalipen me'ato imeis asher meisloi. That means that the, even though we have a klal, mois einom koinis, but if a person gave a madbeya, the gemara that's kol anase domim ba'acha means a madbeya, if a person gave a madbeya for asher, so the minute the Baal HaShoyer was Moshech the Matbeya, so automatically the Shoyer belongs to the one who gave the Matbeya, and if something happens to the Shoyer, it's his responsibility. That is Pshat Nischaye Baal HaMatbeya B'chol Onsin SheYivodu B'chalipe Ma'ato. Whatever happens to the Shoyer, it's his Shoyer, and he'll suffer from it. He may say, if the shayer died, may slay, so it's like his shayer died. Afal pi shalei moshach, al me kone bechalipin shel matbeya. So we see from this Mishnah that there's such a concept of a chalipin of a matbeya. Kolanas adomi means a matbeya, and it says, given Shemoshach said, the Baal HaPorim was Moshech the matbeya, so the Pora or the Shoyer automatically belongs to the Noisen HaMatbeya, and if anything happens with it, it's in his Achayas. It's his Nischayev Zeh Bachalip. So, this is Akasha, we had a with a whole list of Amayroim who held that Matbeya is not Nasa Chalipin. And here we see that Matbeya is Nasa Chalipin. Zok de Gemara, Oma Rav Yehuda Hochi Kama. Kol hanishoim domim ba'acher, kibin shezoche ze nischayiv ze ba'chalipin. Let us see Rashi. Zok Rashi. Kol hanishim domim ba'achar. Kol, not kol anase domim does not mean matbeye. Kol hanishim domim ba'achar. Kol sherigilim loshim oisoi, shenoisnim oisoi domim ba'achar. Everything that if you want to use this as a payment, before you use it as a payment, you shom this chayfetz, you evaluate the chayfetz. The Hainu, so what does that mean? Whatever, when it's used as a payment, you have to evaluate it first. What does that mean? Kolamet, kol shagim losh noisik nois nois and domim ba'acha, the Hainu kolametaltalim. Ul metaltalim. Imbo odom lesitam domim bechayfetzacha, if a person wants to use these metaltalim as a payment for something else, talkan lishuman bekame yinosnolim. So before you use it as a payment, you're going to shatz up how much you're going to pay for it. So we're speaking about metaltalin. Is kivin shezochezem imnos non betoiras chalipin. If these metaltalin were given betoiras chalipin, Given Shemos Chose Nischayiv Ze Bechalipov Va'ashmeinom. So what is the Tana telling us? The Metaltali Upeiri Nasen Chalipin. He's coming to tell us that Metaltalim and Peiris is Nasen Chalipin. V'loi Be'inon Kli D'sholof Ishnaloi Lav Davke. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. That what the Mishnah, what the Pasuk in Rus speaks about Chalipin. The mentions naloi, so you don't need dafka keli. The lekayim kol davar darshinon, lekayim bichol davar. Kedolakama, we darshin from the pasuk lekayim bichol davar. You can give anything to make chalipin. Anything means a filu. It's not a keli. So memele. So that's what Rav Yehuda answered. That not kol anase domim. It doesn't mean kol anase domim at beye. It means kolanishim domim, which means all metaltalim. So the Gemara says, you know, Rav Yehuda's teretz, hachinami mistaver is mistaver. Mi diktoni seifa, the seifa explains the ratio. Keitzat echliv shoyer beporom, oi chamoyer bishoyer. So Mamela, so then it says the same thing, kimich is hachazen is chayiv zeh bachalifa. So we see that for Kelt that it's speaking about metaltalim, and that's the Ketzad. The Ketzad is Mavaya, this is a moshul of kolanishim domim ba'ach. Zotrash, ochinami mistaver delabe matbeya askina. We're not speaking about a matbeya, diktoni, sefer Ketzad, hechliv sher beporim. Fine. So from the sefer we see not the way the Makshin held, that it's speaking about a matbeya, no, it's speaking about all metaltalim, and then the ketzad is very good. Frag the Gemara, ulamai de solik adaita mi kore matbeya, according to the havamina, according to the makshin, that kol anase domim means matbeya, my ketzad. So how do you learn pshat in the how the Mishnah feels is ketzad? Hechlev sher bepore. If we start off by matbeyes, how can he give a marshal of hechlev sher bepore? Zok de gemara hochi koma upeiri nami of the chalipe. He says the reish is coming to tell us that matbeya of the chalipe, and the safe is coming to tell us upeiri nami of the chalipe. Keisa hechlev sher bepore oy chamer b'sheir. So it's chal nischayv zeh bechalifa because peire nami of the chalipe. Let us see Rashi. Achinami mistavre the lab matbeya skin and the ktani sefer ketzet hechlev sher bepora. Achikamar so the gemara answers of peire nami. Kala metaltalim. Af al pi she'eine keili of di chalipin keitzad. Ochi mefarshinen lo kol hanase domim ba'achem. So the Reisha speaks about matbeyim. Kol hanase domim ba'achem aine matbeyim. Im nos noi b'toiras chalipin. If he gave b'toiras chalim kivin she'zoche zen is chayb zeh b'chalipin. So the Reisha speaking about chalipin. And then the Mishnah continues, Ketzad Chalipin, Umau Chalipin, what is Chalipin? Kegoy, Amach Liv Sher Bepore, Vashmina Nagavuchen, it's coming to tell us Pesefim, Teperi Oisin Chalipin, Ech Liv Sher Bepore, Garsinen, period. Vole Garsinen, Bosor Sher, Vunat Koyres, Now, I have here one problem that Rashi seems to be saying, that the Rashi starts off Matbeye Nasa Chalipin, and then the Sefer continues Ketat Chalipin Umahu Chalipin. Now we're going to elaborate what Chalipin is. Ashmina Gavuche Beseifa, the Peri Oisan Chalipin. And the Sefer wants it, so he wants to tell us Agavuche, another Chiddush, that Peri Oisan Chalipin, and that's Sher Bepore, And that's Shitas Rashi, Asher is a Peri, we'll see, and whatever is not a Keli is a Peri. I only have a shtickle problem because Rashi Shita and Daf Memhei Amad Beis was that Amad Beis is also a Peri. Mira Machlik is Rashi and Taisvis. Rashi holds Amad Beis is a Peri. Taisvis says, no, Amad Beis is a Keli because it's Reulish Kolboi Mishkoilis, Odol Itloise Mitzavo Bitoi. That Shita said, but Rashi holds it's a Peri. So I don't understand the lashon of Rashi that Vashminin Agav Urche Beseifet the Peri Oisnim Chalipin. We know this from the Reisha also, because Amad Bey is also a Peri. Fine. Al Koponim, so now we have now Pshat in this Mishnah. We have two Mahalchim, how to learn Pshat in the Mishnah. Kol Anasa Domim Ba'achel, which means madbeye, that if a person gave a madbeye b'teiras chalipim, kivin shazochas and his chayim zeba chalipo, if he give a madbeye for a shoyer b'teiras chalipim, so the shoyer will belong to the one who gave the madbeye. And the Seif is coming to tell us that there's a din chalipim also by hechlif, shoyer b'chamer, chamer b'shoyer. That's one mahalach. And the second mahalach we have in the Mishnah is that we're b'chlal not speaking about matbeya, we're speaking about kol hanishum domim bi'acha, which means that everything, when this is used as a payment, you first evaluate this article. So kol hanishum domim bi'acha means all metaltalim, which are not a keli, it's given shezoch ezen, it's chayiv zeba chalipen, and keitzad, and then we're giving a marshal. Kol anishin do mevachan, we're giving a marshal. And the marshal is a hechlev sher, bapapora, echamer besher, that is adin chalipen bepeireis. That's our learning pshat in the Mishnah. And the while we are assuming that a sher is a peiri, it's not a keili, Rashi says, we're not geiris b'sar shoyer. Those who were geiris b'sar shoyer, that they held that a shoyer is a teiris keili. Dafke b'sar shoyer is a peiri. But Rashi holds that a shoyer is also a peiri. So we're geiris echliv shoyer b'por. Fine. Frekte gemore honicho l'rav sheishes. This is very good according to Rav Sheshes. The Oma Peiri of the Chalipim. So Memele, so we have Echlif, Sher Beporom. So that he holds the Peiri of the Chalipim. And that's what the Mishnah is telling us. Elo l'Rav Nachman, the Oma Kli, Ein Avo Peiri, Loy of the Chalipim. According to Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman holds, you need dafke a keli, kli ein avo peiri leob di chalipin. My ketzat, so how do we learn pshat in this Mishnah? Ketzat hechlev sher beporo, sher beporo is peiris, not kelim. So how does this work? So the Gemara answers, my ketzat, so the Gemara answers, Hochi koma, yeish domim shehein kachalipin. This is a very mechudish tekepshat in the Mishnah. There is a time that a person can give money, theoretically, we'll see, he's paying with money, and even though we have a klal mois einon koines, but there are cases that a person can pay with money, and this mois will be koine kachalipin. That means there are certain cases that money could be koine, just like chalipin is koine. Keitzat, hechlif demeisher beporet, if a person is paying for a poro with the value of the shoyer. Hechliv the Meisher Bepor. But we are speaking about over here, he's not giving him, we'll see in Rashi the case, he's giving him the Poro, we'll see as Rashi says Pshat in this Gemara, the Poro, let us say, is worth $200. And he wants to purchase the Poro for $200. He doesn't have $200 cash. So he tells him, you know what, I have a shoyer which is worth $200. Let this shoyer be a payment for your poro. And Yen agrees, Gebaldik, your shoyer is worth $200. You'll give me a shoyer. So the din is, this is not chalipin. This is kinyan kesef. That means he made up, he's selling him a poro for $200. Then the Leikeach suggested, listen, you want $200? Listen, I have a porah which is worth $200. Maybe you'll accept this porah as a payment for your shir. And Yana says yes. And he's moishech the porah as a payment of the shir. And this is not kinyan chalip, and this is kinyan kesef. And the Mishnah is telling us that there are cases that kesef is koine, just like chalipin is koine. That means even though normally kesef is not koine, this case kesef will be koine, and we'll see why as the sugya progresses. My time is the Rav Nachman. So what's the time? What is pshat in this? How does this work? It doesn't work as chalipin, because you need a keli for chalipin, and there's no keli over here. My time the Rav Nachman. So the Gemara says, Sova lo ki Rav Yochanan. Rav Nachman holds like Rav Yochanan. Da omar dvar teire mois kainis. That mean a teire, if one gives money, he's kainis. O mi neima omru mishicha kainis. Why did Chazal say that money is not kainis? You have to make a maise mishicha and the dova hanimkom. We'll see in Rashi as a Gzeire Chazal were afraid the Falakeach will pay money for Chafetzim. And he'll leave it over Bershusay Shal Moicha. And then a Sreifa will come about Bershusay Shal Moicha. And the Moicha will not be mishtadl to rescue the Chafetzim. Because it's sold already, it's not his. So in order to avoid such a scenario, Chazal said that Kesef is not koine. He has to be moishach the peiris in order to be koine then. Zeir shem yemel nisrav uchitech abaliyah. So if you have a normal Kenyan Kesef, then Chazal said that Kesef is not Koine. But if you have a rare type of a Kenyan Kesef, normally no one pays Kesef in such an oven. So since this is a milsa de loy shriche, it's like gozru bei rabon. Now let us see Rashi. Anicha le rab sheish es achikama yeish tomim shehen ke chalipa. So the Gemara says, Reisha, Anicha le rab sheish bein lamaydis ol kedaitin mikor, bein lamaydis shoni rab yude, Sefer the Maslis Nashmin in the peri of the Chalipin. The Sefer is telling us the peri of the Chalipin. For loy bin klei, who plucked the Rav Nachman of Sheshi lekama bishmaiten? Ho nicha le Rav Sheshis, hochi koma yesh. So, but according to Rav Nachman, how will we learn pshat in the Mishnah? Hochi koma yesh tomim shehein kechalipin. Reisha b'sefer Chodahi. Va'ashmi'inon diyesh toiras domim. There's a case that someone is paying. Shamois koines b'loy meshicha kachalipin shel suda. just like there is such a concept that chalipin of a suder is koine, and it belongs to the lekeiachs already, there is a oifen to pay with money, and it also will belong to the lekeiach. Keita. Hechlef de mei shoyer bepor. Now, we'll first learn the Rashi. This Rashi is a little schwer, then we'll come back to the beginning of Rashi. Rashi starts off one way and then ends off a second way. So let's first learn the Rashi. Keitzev hechlev de mei shoyer bepor. The mei shoyer bepor. He's the teitschwerter of the mei shoyer bepor means the value of the shoyer he's buying a por. Now, first Rashi gives one type of a scenario. Mochaloi shoyer bekach vekach mois. A person sold a shoyer for X amount of money, let's say $200. Umoshach es hashoyer. And the lekeach was moishach the shoyer. B'nishayev loi hamois. And he owes him money. Omaloi halekeach. So the lekeach says, no, I owe you $200. Poro yeshli, I have a poro. Shani noisein loch bidmei asher. I'm going to give you the poro as a payment for the shoyer. V'neyoisu yachad. They agreed. V'kibol olof. And they agreed that he'll accept the poro as a payment for the shoyer. Now Rashi says, Nischayev bala poro losis loy es apore. Now the bala poro is chayev to give him the poro. So Rashi seems to be saying that means till now, there was an agreement, you're going to pay me $200 for my shoyer. Then the lekeach came up with an idea, you know, instead of giving you $200, I'll give you a poro, which is worth $200. Is nischayev bala poro losus leyes apore, bein echad mehem yochel lachzer, and you can't be chayzer. You can't be chayza. So here Rashi would seem to be saying that this is a case of the lekeach owes him the amount they were paisik, and now when they came to an agreement that he's going to pay him instead of paying him with money, he'll pay him with a porer, so he owes him now $200. That was the psike, it seems, of how the tashlumim should be. Period. Now, let us forget this first half of Rashi, which be'etzem has nothing to do with the way our Gemara is saying pshat. V'hochi kama, that's tamazoi a marshal that we are giving $200 with a poret. That's how she's giving us a case, but this is not the case of the Mishnah. V'hochikom, now the case of the Mishnah is as follows. Kol hanishum domim ba'acher. Now we're going to speak about a little different. Kol hanishum domim ba'acher. What does that mean? Kol hametaltalim. Sha'odom shom lechaveroi, all metaltalim that a person will evaluate for his chaver, v'noisen, so that means like this. Now let's say someone has a shoyer, and kol hanishim domim ba'achar. That means, and I want to evaluate my shoyer because, and to find out how much it's worth in order to acquire your pala. Kol anishim domim ba'acha. Kol ha-metaltalim, sha'odom shom lechaveri. All metaltalim that a person evaluates for his chaver, v'noisein loy, metaltalim. We're talking about a shoyer. I evaluated my shoyer for you. V'noisein loy shumas demeyim. We come, we evaluate my shoyer. And I'm giving it to you, so this is worth $200. V'noisein loy shumas demeyim bishvil chayfetzacha. I'm giving this to you, b'mokim $200. I want to buy your pola, which is worth $200. I'm not giving you $200 in cash. I evaluated my shoyer, and it's worth $200, and I'm giving you my shoyer, who has a monetary value of $200, as a payment for your pola. V'noisin loy shumas demeyem bishvil chayfetz acha shohoye loy lelekeach. That he had another chayfetz. Kiven shezoche zeh